Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Why is it fair for someone who is on capital gains to only pay 15% in taxes, where someone who's working 9 to 5 can pay anywhere from 18% to 32% in taxes? It's a great question, and I think it's worth answering. So the main answer is that both of those things, your personal income tax and your capital gains tax, is on two different tax bases. So they're taxed in different ways. And the reason for that is because of risk. When you go to work every day, you don't risk any money unless you don't show up. There's those rare occasions where you might get laid off. But in the most case, on the everyday average, you don't risk anything by showing up to work. There's no risk there. Whereas on capital gains, what that means is, and I think a lot of people don't understand what capital gains is. So it's basically money that you've made off of investing in something else. And it's kind of like your friend comes over to you and says, hey, can I borrow $10? And you say, sure, I'll let you borrow $10. But every day you don't pay me back, I want a percentage. I want 2% or 1% or 5% or whatever. So that's kind of what capital gains is. It's that money you've made. It's the interest, rather, that you've made on letting somebody borrow that money, essentially. Let's talk about Romney, because he's been the focal point of capital gains. So he paid $3 million in capital gains tax. I think he made about $20 million off his investments. So the question is how much did he need to invest in order to make that kind of money? Well, let's just say his interest that he's wanting for his investment is 10%, and he made $20 million off capital gains. That means his investment had to be around $200 million. So for $200 million, he earned about $20 million in capital gains, which is off of what he invested. And then the government comes in and says, well, we want 15% of that. So you're going to pay us about $3 million. That's how we get there. Employees don't have to go through such scrutiny and such risk to get their money. Also, if that $200 million that Romney invested should happen to belly up, he's toast. He has no money. The employee, they get to go back to work the next day. That's the real difference right there. Trying to compare someone's income tax to the capital gain tax is like trying to compare someone's welfare check to someone's payroll check. Not the same. All right, thanks for listening. From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.